For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Governor Mike Parson signed a bill last night to allow voters to request absentee ballots to address concerns with voting amid the coronavirus. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what's included in the legislation.
The measure allows voters who are at a higher risk of contracting the coronavirus to cast an absentee ballot without notarization. It does require voters who have health concerns to send in a notarized statement with their ballot in an effort to prevent fraud and ballot harvesting, Parson said in a statement. Mimicking President Donald Trump, Parson says voting absentee without reason is not secure and, quote, will not happen in the state of Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says the city is making sweeping changes in police procedures in response to concerns raised by citizens during nearly a week of protests. The Kansas City Police Commission held a closed meeting yesterday to discuss complaints from Black leaders and citizens about police conduct during the protests. Lucas said the city will ask an outside agency to investigate all officer-involved shootings and will create whistleblower protections for officers and review the use of tear gas and projectiles. A coalition of civil rights groups called for Police Chief Rick Smith's resignation, but Lucas said Smith will remain the city's police chief. The University of Missouri Faculty Council has rejected a proposal to start fall classes 10 days early. KMIZ reports that the council voted 23-6 last night against a proposal to begin the fall semester August 12th and to hold classes on Labor Day. The plan also called for ending in-person classes at the Thanksgiving break on November 20th, with finals starting 10 days later. The council instead voted to start classes on August 24th and include a Labor Day break. Missouri's top health official says no additional cases of the new coronavirus have been reported stemming from the crowded pool parties at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks over the Memorial Day weekend. Camden County Health Department reported last week that a Boone County resident who had attended the parties tested positive for the virus. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Dr. Randall Williams, the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, said Wednesday that no more cases have been uncovered since. Missouri's U.S. Senator Roy Blunt is asking the U.S. Attorney General to launch reviews of local police misconduct. The Republican on Wednesday called on Attorney General William Barr to act in response to nationwide protests against police brutality. Blunt wants more pattern or practice reviews. Those are reviews of police agencies that can include reviews of how police handle protests. A review of the Ferguson Police Department following months of protests over the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown led to court-required changes in the agency. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.